Well, good morning, everyone. This, I look around, it reminds me of early days Spotswood. We would have, the young people from the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church, we would, every Sunday afternoon, after the Sunday morning service in Kingsburg, and before the evening service, we would roll out about 40 minutes or so to Spotswood. And we rented the Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, the Reformed Church, every church in town. There are five churches in town, but the Catholic Church we would rent in the afternoon. And when it came around to Easter or Christmas, we would put on a little play. And everybody who was there was in the play. And someone, I think it was one of the gentlemen, Joe Wood, he would record it, and there was nobody, maybe one person in the audience. But that's how we began, and it took, that took a lot of faith to do that. But now we're about, like, I guess when everyone's there, we're like maybe 80 or so. It's nice. To have a small group. I remember also being here. I guess it was during years ago. The youth retreat was happening, and I was kidding the people, saying, I'm hurting my neck just talking like this to everybody, because everybody was in their own pew. If you don't mind, I may be redundant for some of you. But I want to just spend a few minutes this morning thanking the Lord for the winter program. And I do that to honor Reverend Gardner, who was the first director, Brother Gardner and his wife Caroline. Their pictures, if you have wandered into that antechamber over there, are there. And I am indebted to them, and I have a lot of gratitude for what they did. They started a winter program, and what a challenge for them to, say, call young men in their 20s. I've raised four children and gone through their 20-year age group, and that's challenging. And for them to say, to say, come on up and let's seek the Lord, let's see what God wants to do, especially 20-year-olds, it's challenging. You come up with your idiosyncrasies and your ideas and everything, and to just get us to focus on the Lord, that was the winter program. And that you get an idea of what it was like picture-wise over there. A very monastic type of living. You trained, you sought the Lord, and you did some work. Good combination, amen? Sometimes I like the work more than seeking the Lord, and that's just how it is. But they led us, and their goal was just come to know Jesus in a greater way. And Reverend Gardner was... He taught us about the Word of God. He taught us about how to live with each other, and that was so important. How to just get along. It was surprising when I first came up to find out that the people I would be living with were not perfect. And then in time, I discovered that I wasn't perfect, although I kind of knew that. But what a school of the Holy Spirit was. It was a real school of the Holy Ghost. Whether we were working or whether we were in meeting, or the precious times that we would be sitting around the table, and the table, it was in the annex, which is like where Brother Tom lives now. We would gather around, and Brother Gardner very often during the meals would teach us. I got to just tell you, my first night there, I was trembling like a leaf. Away from home for the first time, and then to be with these saints, at least who I thought were saints, and Brother Gardner, who I revered so much. And I made sure I got a seat at the table way down the other end. He would sit in the middle. And that very first night there, I was just listening, and that was a good clue of maybe I was doing the right thing. And then he asked me, calling down the end to the end of the table, "Well, Keith, oh, you know, what's he going to ask? And will I answer spiritually?" You know, because after all, here I was like at almost like at the Last Supper. And I forget what he asked, but I remember I was so intimidated and so anxious. I remember I was like, "Well, this is what," and then this is my first night there. "What is he saying?" You know. And then I remember thinking, "Lord, what am I doing here? What have I done? What am I doing here? Is this how it's going to be?" I'll tell you one other time. You know, we had our first little gathering in class, kind of, you could call it a class. And Reverend Gardner, I guess wanting me to feel part of the group and all, he said, "Well, Keith, have you read the Bible through? You know, from cover to cover? Have you read it through?" And I was had to think. I was trying to think if I had, you know. Seems like a simple enough question. And I was trying to think, like, what? And Mike Cargan was up here, good friend. He said, "Tell him you read Malachi." So I said, "Well, I've read Malachi." And then he was like, "That's not what I asked." So, and you know, I remember going back with all these things combined. You know, going back, and remember I spoke to us in the morning about being lost. And I remember feeling, "Lord, if he's trying to make me feel at home here, it's not happening." You know, it's not happening. And I felt so lost, and yet I was in the will of God. I was in the absolute will of God. See, and I wanted to communicate that to us. Was that yesterday? Feels like weeks ago. But, you know, you could be in the will of God. And sometimes you do feel like, what's happening? Where is this? I don't get this. And when you calm down and you find out, you're in the right place. You're in a school of the Holy Spirit. But my point was just saying I wanted to express my gratitude to Reverend Gardner, to Sister Caroline, and the Pilgrim Camp, and for that winter program. The people that I lived with, the wonderful people, the guys are like my brothers. Tom, he's a precious brother to me. And I want to pray for Billy Rodriguez today, another precious brother. I'll tell a little story about Billy Rodriguez while we're just waiting for the saints to gather. Whenever we would go, remember I mentioned the mall? Well, when I lived up here, when we had to go to the mall, it was like, "Yahoo, let's go." You know? But Billy Rodriguez, he said, "Oh, okay, we've got to go to the mall, get some clothes," and that's why we would go. He would dress up like a clergy. You know, and he always looked at it as an opportunity to spread the gospel. And that was his heart. It was always about, well, maybe we could minister to someone. And I thank God for it, for his heart. I thank God for a woman by the name of Sister Greetley, Inez, who lived up here with us. All had an integral part of being God's people to teach us in the school of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for listening, but I got it off my chest, you know, because I don't know if there would, I say to my wife sometimes, we talk, I don't know if there would be a Spotswood if there wasn't for the winter program. I don't think there would be. But now there's a body of Christ that has grown, and we're baptizing three people this fall. And we had four men baptized last year. And God's moving and working. And the planting of that was because Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline got light that there should be this winter program. And so I'm very grateful to the Holy Spirit for their obedience to the Lord. Amen. Well, let's start today by singing a wonderful hymn. It's 201, And Can It Be? And Can It Be? If you look at that, you'll notice that that was written by Charles Wesley. I loved John Wesley. I named my son John Wesley. He doesn't always appreciate it as much as I do. But while I'm yapping, I named all my children after people that I admired. My son was named, we named him John Wesley because I wanted him to just read the life of someone who made a difference. And then I named my daughter Catherine von Bora after Martin Luther's wife, Katie. And then my next daughter, Sarah, was Sarah Pierpont. Do you know whose wife that was? Well, Mr. Pierpont had a lot of money in New York City. He was a banker, but not him. No, Sarah Pierpont was Jonathan Edwards' wife, and she was quite the godly woman as well. And then lastly, my daughter Amy is named after Amy Carmichael. And what a wonderful missionary that was. She was indeed. But with this, Charles Wesley, I was sitting at that table with Reverend Gardner when he brought down a letter from Charles Wesley. And I couldn't believe it. I said, the letter, he talked about the Revolutionary War. I said, Reverend Gardner, we called him Brother Gordon. I said, could I touch that? Well, and he didn't mind. He loved it. But I said, could I take it out of the plastic thing and touch it? I mean, it's a letter from before the Revolutionary War. Can you, if you like history, I mean, that's pretty awesome, right? And I got a hold of that thing. And he said, yeah, well, of course, take it out. And I said, this is living history. And I sneezed and I ripped it. No, I just thought that. I added that. I'm just trying to stir you up. Stir you up this morning. Why not? No, but I'm telling you, what a thrill to touch that from Charles Wesley, and especially the coming war. And speaking of that, was pretty awesome. That was Reverend Gardner. But this song is a powerful song. I love it. And can it be that I should gain? Amen? Well, let's stand and let's sing it.
thank you, Father. We worship you. Amazing love. We thank you for that great love of God. We thank you. We offer you praise this morning, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh, you're glorious, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We love you, Lord. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Our wonderful Savior. We love you, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, we worship you. We look to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Lord, we are awed by you. How can it be that we have gained so much grace, so much forbearance, your great heart, O Lord Jesus? We're thankful, O God, that you draw us, and as it says in the Song of Solomon, draw us and we will run after you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you're drawing us this morning unto yourself. O Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that we can be here in this place, which you have designated as a place where your presence could be sensed. And Lord, we can dwell there, and free from the distractions, free from the calls, and you pull us toward yourself. Lord Jesus, and we feel you're doing that right now, God, by the Holy Spirit. How can it be that you love us so much? But you do. And we need you. We desire you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know what? We're going to sing it again, and I'm going to make a suggestion. It's just a suggestion. But, you know, I love it when watching a young child, when they want to be picked up, you know. They look up, but their hands are also raised. Yes. You know? And we're going to sing it again, and it's helped me. It's just to raise your hand and say, I'm turning my eyes to Jesus. Yes. Come on, let's sing it again. Yes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Savior, my Redeemer, I worship you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We look to you, O Lord. We love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Oh, we look to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our wonderful Savior, our wonderful Savior. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, we worship you. You're all glorious, O Lord. You're all glorious, O Lamb of God. We exalt thee, O Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for, O God. We thank you for your generosity to us, Lord, because you're a generous God, and you give of yourself to us. Thank you for even last night, for just wanting to love us and desiring our love. There's so many things, God, that we as humans want from each other. But thank you that you're a God that wants our love. And Lord, expand our hearts. Oh God, Lord, expand our hearts. Give us a greater capacity for your heart. We need that, God. And we know that you've brought us here to this place to do that. And thank you for that, God. We thank you for the school of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that he's working. He's wooing us. He's moving in us, oh God. Lord, we're thankful you're teaching us, directing us. You're so faithful. And our prayer today is for the children, Lord, that you've brought here as well.
Yes.
God, our prayer, our cry is, Lord, that there'll be such a move of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we're not going to dictate what that is, God. We want to. We'd like to tell you just how to do it. But that's your business.
Yes.
You know what to do. Each child is different. Each home is different, Lord God. Each person is unique as you've made them, and you know how to reach them.
Yes, we do.
And we pray, God, that there'll come such a move of the Holy Spirit, such a diverse move, that hearts and souls will be drawn to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We pray that. Help every counselor. We can't pray enough for them. Mm-hmm. It's a hard task, God, between the natural and the spiritual, in which you expect them to be busy in both. But you can equip them for that. And we pray that you will. Thank you for Pastor Gary. Strengthen him and guide him, Lord. Thank you for him. Thank you for Catherine in the cottage, Lord. Lord, meet them and bless them this day. Lord, strengthen them this day. We just pray and believe you to do that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? I want to sing a fun song. And I was going through the hymn, though, and I realized I had to just make up my own song. No, I'm kidding. But here's a fun song. Maybe you don't know it, and that might be bad news today. Because maybe it'll be just my wife and I singing, and that could be really bad news. But it's a fun song. It's number 189, Joy Bells. How many of you know this song? Good. Does that get you excited? We sang this in the chapel, and there was one gentleman, you know, he had never heard the song before, and when he got a hold of this song, that's all he ever wanted us to sing. Let's sing Joy Bells. And I would be very often like, that's a really fun song, but not today. Not today. But we're going to sing it today. And you know, I remember one time here at camp, I was like, we're going to sing Joy Bells. And you know, you've got to sing it with a smile on your face. Do you realize sometimes how hard it is to sing with a smile for some people? And so I gave that little bit of instruction. And some people you may remember, maybe Brother Keith can't even remember her name now.
Sister Nora.
Sister Nora's sister was here. And she stopped me and said, well, in the middle, after the first verse or something, you're not smiling, she said to me. Well, that didn't help me smile any better.
It's a great song. Are you ready? Can I ask you? I know we just sat down, but come on. It's just a song you can't sing sitting down. Notice if I was smiling, because I find it difficult. I'm focusing so much on just trying to keep the tune. Joy bells in your heart. We need those joy bells. The Holy Spirit wants us to have those joy bells. I think some people need their bell rung. Don't you? Who? Huh? You know a few, right? Yeah, they need their bell rung. God wants us to have that joy. Sometimes the worst sermon that a pastor can give is a sermon about joy, because it's just always something people are chasing, like trying to chase a wild goose. Oh, I want that. There's something that, you know, and sometimes it frustrates people more than I notice sometimes to hear talk about, well, we could have joy, or we sang it last night, I think it was. More abundantly. And I find a lot of saints saying, where's the abundant life, right? Where is it? Well, I'm thankful I found it. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know where you are. I hope you all can say, yeah, I've tasted it. I know it. Life has its difficulties. Mm-hmm. Times are changing here in America. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with someone this morning, like my wife and I, we have devotions every morning. And we begin to just say things are changing. Sometimes I say to Diane, I said, I just never thought I would live to see what's happening in the world today. Yeah. And I said, is that just old man talk? You know, because she's so much younger than me. And oh no, this is the reality of it. But you know, it can rob your joy. It can make you. It can. Enough of that conversation can get you to a point where it can take away the abundant life, and we need to keep in the Word. But the joy is obtainable. That's why I'm thankful Reverend Gardner taught us the praise God. I remind the chapel, I said, we don't begin each worship service with praise because that's how the chapel begins. That's our form. That's our style. It's not that. We begin with praise because although things are changing here, He doesn't change. Right. He's the same God. And that's where the joy comes from. Like, okay, Lord, it's like what it says in Hebrews, why there's this anchor that holds me. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. We need that. So, all right, we're going to sing now that last verse.
Bless your life, feast of Jesus every day. On His right to every service you can pay. Sinners you can help to win if your life is pure and clean. And you'll keep the joy bells ringing in your heart. Joy bells ringing in your heart.
Amen. Shall we be seated? I just want to ask you to join me in prayer for a few folks that we want to believe God for. Will you come with me before the Lord? I don't care what the world thinks or says. I don't care what other churches say. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we've seen healings in the chapel. We've seen the faithfulness of God. We've seen people recover miraculously. Because God is a God who hears prayer. And Father, we're bringing before You this morning some needs. And You're greater than these needs. And so we want to pray for Mary. We're thankful for this dear sister. Lord, this was an unfortunate event that has happened. But we pray, God, that all the fortunate things of heaven will be poured into her. Lord Jesus, we pray that right now. Lord, we pray, God, that both mentally, Lord, emotionally, and physically, the Holy Spirit will work in her. Lord Jesus, touch her today. Let her already feel the power of answered prayer coming to her as we're calling on Your name. We believe that. Lord, we do pray for Brother Bill Rodriguez. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, we're thankful like the psalmist says, You maintain our lot. He's Your child. He's Your servant. And we pray, God, that You will maintain his lot. We pray, God, that, Lord, that it won't be the diagnosis or anything else, but it'll be You who maintain his lot and keep him. We love him, Lord, and we just pray You'll come to him. Come to his boys, Lord. We know, God, these times they're hard. But, Lord, Your strength is great. And so we just ask for Your mighty power. Be manifested to them. In Jesus' name. And we pray, God, for any of the children in the village that might be need have a need, that you'll touch them as well. Lord, thank you for a sunny day. Lord, we pray, God, the campers will have a great day in you. And we pray for any other need, physical needs here as well. Lord, keep touching, keep moving by your power. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 If that's for me, I'm busy right now.